Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Welcome, my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like your candle, burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
evening and good day and good morning wherever you are around the world. This is Marika speaking. Welcome to the Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. I'm live from the Netherlands and I'm looking forward to another great show today to co-create. We have a special guest. His name is Nirmala and he chose the theme of recognizing the oneness. But before we bring him on, I would like you to welcome my lovely co-hosts, Gary Moore and Sean Christie. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Gary.
Happy Valentine's Day and every day.
Did you get plenty of Valentines today? Anybody? Anybody get one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And also,
I just find
happy.
It interesting we set aside. I just find it interesting that we set aside one day for love.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
That may be
cool. A nice day every day, right?
Every day, yeah. It's like
happy
Thanksgiving
healing day too. It's Universal Sound Healing Day as well for the 9th consecutive year. So we're going to play a little video in a little while, not just yet, to tell you how to send a cosmic and, you know, Valentine to Mother Earth. We'll tell you how to do that shortly.
Great.
So that'll be good, won't it?
Yes. Well, welcome everyone to the show, and here we are.
Yeah, we also have a sonic Valentine's card to Mother Earth. But we'll do that in a little while, but we've got a beautiful song that we think our special guest Nirmala is going to like. He's going to be talking about satsang in a little while. Okay, here's a lovely song that I think he'll like. When it decides to play.
Yeah.
that was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Absolutely beautiful, yes. Really peaceful.
It was
okay,
very lovely.
I posted a link in the chat room for the World Sound Healing Day video. So everybody, please click on that link and then pause the player and mute the sound on your YouTube and give us a heart in the chat room so that we can see that you're ready. Then we're going to send our love to Mother Earth in a bit.
Do you want me to press play on that one, Marika?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, can you? No, you can't, can you?
No.
You're in the chat room wondering about the mess tonight. Today.
I have no sense,
what? May I suggest something?
Yes.
Whoever pushes play on the switchboard does the countdown because of the delay on Skype.
Oh, that's, you do it then, Gary. Okay, you do it.
Oh, you do it, Jen.
All right.
You haven't done it.
Oh, I haven't done it yet. No, this the first time for everything. Okay, then, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Well done.
That's amazing. You did it well.
Oh, thank you.
What if there were a way to positively shift and change the consciousness of our planet? What if we could live on a world whose harmony and balance was co-created by all the beings living on it? What if we could somehow interface with the energy of the Earth, bringing us to a new level of evolution? Science has validated that this is possible through the power of prayer and meditation. Now, there is an additional element that has the ability to enhance and amplify this power, and that is intentionalized sound. Sound encoded with the energies of light and love. This sound has the ability to affect and enhance the consciousness of the entire Earth. Won't you join us this year on February 14th, 2011 for the 9th Annual World Sound Healing Day and help co-create this new reality? Come to templeofsacredsound.org at noon and sound forth with an ah to send a sonic valentine to Gaia, our Mother Earth. Together, we can make a difference. To learn more about this, please visit worldsoundhealingday.org.
All together now. That was great, Gary. I clicked on the link earlier, and it said that if you spend 5 minutes during the day today, any time during the day, if you spend 5 minutes saying, ah, and sending the sonic valentine to Mother Earth, that she will get it at any time. Because we've obviously missed the 12 o'clock session, but it's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world right now as we speak, isn't it? Well, 20 past, maybe.
Just as long as you're not in the doctor's office when you're saying, because you'll come in.
That's right. They're giving you trouble with your throat.
Why don't we do it once again, all together?
Take
a deep breath, everybody, and here
three,
we go.
You don't need to do the same off for 5 minutes. You can take a breath in between times. All right.
Right.
Oh, you can. Oh, you. Am I glad?
I know. Me too. I'm blue in the face now. Okay, then. So shall we press pause on the next video link? Have you got the next one there, Marika?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it is right now.
Drew McGraw tonight, she is. Today,
look
sorry.
Look at that. She is amazing. Marika is all of it.
I feel in awe. That's good. You're all in key. Right. So are you going to do the countdown for this one, Gary? You do this one. And then we won't do the countdown yet, because we just want people to click on the link and pause the players, and then
right. We're
going to bring our special guest on, Nirmala
okay. From
Stoner, Arizona. That rhymes, doesn't
it? Click on the link, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know that you're ready. And in the meantime, we will bring on our guest, Nirmala. Nirmala, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Glad to be here.
Great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Enjoying a sunny
day. And you're in Sedona.
Yeah, I'm enjoying a sunny day here in Sedona, which is kind of
difficult. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're going to speak to us about satsang, aren't you, Nirmala?
Yeah, about satsang and oneness. I mean, satsang is just a Sanskrit word that means gathering for the truth, coming together just like you do here on this radio show. So anytime people come together for the truth. What's unique about the way I point to the truth is, in the tradition I come from, we point to the truth that's always here. We point to what's, in a sense, already healed, already one, already complete and full and okay just the way it is. And so it's like coming at it from a slightly different dimension, a slightly different angle. And one of the most profound qualities of truth, especially, again, the truth that's always here. In fact, that's all there is. Truth is what is. Truth is what exists. And so everything that exists is a part of the truth. And it turns out that all of this stuff that exists has this other quality, which I would call oneness. It's all one thing. And it's a nice concept. It's a nice idea that everything is one thing. But imagine for a moment if you woke up one morning and you suddenly noticed that everything in your house was actually made of clay. All of the furniture, the walls themselves, the appliances, the plates, the dishes, the, of course, a lot of those are made of clay, but the lamps, the pillows, everything was made of clay. That would be quite striking, especially if you suddenly noticed that you yourself were also made of clay. And that everyone else was made of this same clay, maybe a softer, more fluid version of the clay that could move and talk. And of course, that would be a profoundly different way of experiencing your world, to discover that everything was made of one substance. Everything was made of the same stuff. And when it comes to the essential oneness, the oneness of being, the oneness of our true nature, it turns out that it's a very special kind of clay, because it, in a sense, can form all of the different substances. It can form the actual clay in the world. It can form the metal and the wood and the air and the energies, the light, the sound, and the awareness itself and the space that all of that appears in. It's like this clay that makes up all the atoms and all the space and all the awakeness that's already here. And so that's the sense, if you can, you know, again, try that on for a second, that everything is made of one thing. That's what's pointed to in satsang.
Well, that's really good, because it's a way that everyone can understand how to recognize the oneness, isn't it?
Yes. And see, what makes it challenging to, as you say, recognize the oneness is that it appears so different. It's just kind of like, you know, you can take some clay and make it into a million different shapes. And each one will look different. It's the essence, the substance of the clay that's the same. And so the challenge in recognizing oneness is looking beyond the appearance of things, looking beyond the shape of things, the color of things, the sound of things, and seeing the actual essence of it, seeing the underlying truth, that it's actually all one thing. And what makes it even more challenging is that it includes everything. You know, a lot of people, a lot of spiritual seekers go seeking after oneness as if it's something out there, something they're going to find one day. But this essential oneness is always already here. It includes everything. It includes your annoying next-door neighbor. It includes the things about yourself that annoy you. It includes the, you know, the difficult sensations. It includes the process of disease and the process of healing. Both are included. And so it's a more fundamental dimension that's being pointed at, a more fundamental truth.
That's brilliant.
You know, the other thing about recognizing oneness, recognizing truth, is that it's not really something you do with your mind. The way you know you're experiencing the truth or experiencing oneness is actually when your mind gets quieter and when your heart opens. And so that's the indication of this oneness, not something you see or you can describe. It's this inner, it's like the oneness itself touches you on the inside. You become the oneness. You become this bigger truth.
Mm-hmm. Moving away from intellect and into the heart.
Yes.
Right.
So like I said, that's all there is truth. That's all there is this one thing. In fact, if it really is one thing, then that there can't be anything else. If there was something else,
right,
then it would be two-ness rather than oneness. And so it's all included. And so even our experiences where our heart closes and our mind gets busy is still an experience of the oneness. It's just a smaller experience of the oneness. That's the challenge, you know, is that all of our thoughts, all of our ideas, all of our beliefs, they all have some truth to them. But it turns out that most of them don't have a whole lot of truth to them. That reality, you may have noticed this, that reality doesn't always refer to your beliefs. It sometimes
mm-hmm.
shows up in ways that you don't believe, or that you have
right.
a hard time believing, or accepting.
And reality shows up sometimes in ways that make you suspend your belief, right?
Yes,
or to change
exactly.
your beliefs, right?
And so, you know, belief is a small container for truth, a small container for oneness. And so, you know, especially a very limiting belief will cause this sense of contraction in your heart. And your mind, in a sense, gets busy trying to compensate, trying to fill in the... So,
right.
very practically, the way you recognize oneness, the way you know you're in touch with this deeper truth, is that sense of your mind quieting and your heart opening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we really are made all out of clay, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter what color we are,
right.
what creed we are. I mean, we embrace the United Nations Charter of Compassion, uniting all Abrahamic faiths, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, etc. And,
right.
you know, so as I said, it doesn't matter what color you are, you're all made out of clay.
Yeah.
So
all right,
that is
right.
a really good way of putting it, isn't it?
Yes.
That imagine everything in your house is clay as well.
Right. And then, of course, you know, you yourself, that's what you are. Everything about
right.
you, everything that you experience.
And also putting it together from my Native American Lakota teachings, we have a saying called Mitakuye Oyasin. I don't know if you've heard of it. I'm sure you might have. Mitakuye Oyasin. And what that means is all my relatives. But the essence of the meaning is that we are all related,
yeah.
and we are related one to another. We're made of the same stuff. We're not only just related to one another, we're related to everything.
Yes.
You know, I'm related to the chair. Yeah. Right. I'm related to the sun. I'm related to the air. I'm related to the earth. I'm related to, we're related to all of it. So that's similar.
And that,
yeah.
Yeah. The recognition of that comes more through this sense of softening, opening. You know, it's strange because if you recognize your oneness with something, you actually become it. And so it's not really a sense, at that point, it's not really like a sense of connection with another person or an object. There's just a sense that that's what you are. Like if right now you experienced yourself as the entire room that you're in. And see, at that point, it no longer really makes sense to call it me. I mean, why would you call the couch and the furniture and the walls and the ceiling me? It is starting to become just the oneness. There's no longer a sense of separate self, a sense of a separate me. There's just the sense of the oneness. And so that at the biggest openings of the heart, there's a recognition of that depth of oneness, of falling away of any sense of separation.
Well, I know you can't see the chat room, Nirmala, but someone typed in, do we create or do we step into creation? And so I'd just like to see what you think about whether we create or step into creation or not.
You know, I would, see again, there's only truth, right? So there's some truth in this idea that we create, right? There's some truth that we are, in a sense, here in this much bigger creation that's happening all around us, right? And then it's also true that we are the creation. It's also true that we are the ultimate creator. And so all of those, they're like just different levels, different degrees of truth.
Different levels, right?
And I think it's, you know, the whole idea of like creating and manifesting your reality, it's an important piece of the truth. And yet it's also important to recognize those bigger truths, you know, that there's a whole lot of creating going on all around you, a whole lot of manifesting that you're not doing that other people are doing, which is also affecting the outcome, you know. And then there's even this bigger mystery, this bigger oneness and what it's busy creating. And so, you know, the results may, you know, to a degree include whatever you were working to manifest, but there's going to be a whole lot more in the recipe, a whole lot more in the results than just that. And so you can hold it, kind of hold it light, you know, hold any of the truths lightly, because if you're sometimes you know things turn out better than you would have imagined, and then that's partly this bigger creation going on all around us.
Yeah, that's true. And if you want to check out Nirmala's website, Javanda's just posted it in the chat room, and it's http://endless-satsang.com.
Yes, I called it endless satsang, because again, all there is truth. And so our whole life, we have been recognizing, realizing, exploring the truth that we are, the truth that is here. So it's endless gathering for the truth. That's all. That's what's always happening.
Well, I'll be checking out your website, because that's a really good, plain way of saying it, because we like to remember that there's a lot of people out there listening that don't know anything about ascension and or anything about what a lot of us have got into watching all the YouTubes and things. And so, you know, I think the simpler, the better for people who are just coming into this. There's no point preaching to the converted, is there? You know, we want to sort of, there are so many people awakening now that we want to help them on their journey.
Yes, and one way to approach awakening is to notice the awakeness that's already here. Because if somebody's hearing these words, then whatever is hearing these words is already awake.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
right?
That's another quality of the truth, of this oneness, this being that we all are, is that it is awake. And so, again, you can have different degrees. You can have an awakening where you suddenly experience more awakeness. And unfortunately, you can also have an asleepening where you experience less awakeness. But the underlying truth is that there is awakeness. It's always here. I challenge someone to, you know, I challenge people to find a moment where they're not aware of anything. It's like you can't actually do that. There's always some awakeness, some awareness. So that's a different, again, a different approach to awakening, is to recognize that you're already awake.
That's really good. Yeah, brilliant.
Recognize yourself as if, or as though. Yeah.
It just
right.
is here. It always is.
Well, we're going to have Nirmala doing a beautiful meditation shortly. But in the meantime, we're going to click on the link and watch this lovely video. Are you doing the countdown for this one, Gary? Thanks a lot for that,
yes,
Nirmala. That was very clear. Really easy to understand. Really good, that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell you what, we'll do the countdown on this one too, Jen, because I just lost the switchboard. So if you...
Oh, did you? Oh, okay then.
My browser is acting up.
Oh, is it? Oh, the world of radio.
You got to love it.
I know you do, don't you? Okay then. So I'll count down then. So 10... 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now, it's time to light our candles. It's lovely to make a ceremony out of lighting the candles, because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind, to Mother Earth, the nature wave, to manifest peace in the Middle East, in Egypt, to manifest interfaith unity between the Abrahamic faiths. So I've lit my candle, and previously I also lit the incense, ready to purify the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm, who are only too keen to come and help us if we ask. And as there is energy in the ancient name of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes the energy, we're going to say the names three times. We're going to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring our love and protection in the name of divine peace, of light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, Uriel, Uriel. Please be with us now to bring our love and uplift in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, Gabriel, Gabriel. Please be with us now. Bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 the healing archangel, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Metatron, Metatron, Metatron. We ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm. We ask that they close around us, most help, guide us, inspire us. Just as we sent out, we now have 18 therapists at the top of the night to send out the healing to anyone who needs it. And before we ask Jamila to do the meditation, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sian. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
This week we have Nirmala as our special guest. May you enjoy the meditation. Thank you.
Thank you all. So today I would like to offer just a very simple exploration of this incredible connection that all things have, even though they appear differently. And so in service to that, I would like to invite everyone to first just experience your hands. Just notice your hands. They're here. They're present. And just feel the nature of your hands. They're a very unique part of you, a very unique part of your body. And then I would also invite you to notice your arms and how different arms are from hands. They're a different shape. They have different muscles. Right now, you might have different sensations in your arms and that are different than the sensations in your hands. And so simply notice your arms the way they are. And now, I would like to invite you to notice the boundary between your arms and your hands. And especially what I would invite you to notice is that there isn't really a boundary between your arms and your hands. That there is no separation. That even as different as arms are from hands, that they actually are also one thing. They also are connected. In fact, they're also made of the same substance, which is your flesh, your cell. So right there are two different things that you're experiencing right now that are also actually one thing. And if for a moment you now experience your feet, you can possibly, by extension, recognize that while feet and hands are very different, just try walking someday on your hands and you'll know what I mean. So feet and hands are very different, but right now you might also be able to sense that there isn't really a boundary between them, that there is no boundary in your whole body. It's just here. It is one thing. And so it has all these different parts, feet and hands, noses, ears, eyes, hair, and yet none of those things are separate. They're all different, but they're also one. They're also one thing. It's one body. And then now a little bit more subtly, I would invite you to just notice awareness itself. Notice that there is this awakeness, this awareness that is feeling your hands and your feet. There is this sensing going on. And notice that there isn't actually any separation between your hands and the awareness of your hands. These are actually one thing. There is no different. They're different. Awareness is subtly different, in fact, profoundly different than this thing we call hands. And yet there's no separation. Can't separate them out. And so then anything that is in awareness can be very, very different than your hand and yet still be connected, still be a part of this one field of hands, feet, body, awareness, possibly thoughts or feelings. Those are present. They're very different, than your body. And yet, are they really separate from your body? Are they separate from the awareness? Can you separate thought from the awareness of thought? How can you even speak about thought unless there's also awareness of thought? So these are different things, and yet they're not separate. They are actually undermined. They're different. Is this powerful oneness, this powerful connection? And now if you reach down with your hand and actually touch whatever it is you're sitting on or resting on, notice that your awareness extends into that chair or couch or cushion. Your awareness can sense the temperature of it. Your awareness can experience the hardness or the softness of it. So your awareness extends beyond your body. Your awareness extends into whatever you are aware of. So again, there is no separation. As different as your body and the chair or the cushion is, there's no actual boundary. There's no separation. It's all part of this one field of body, chair, awareness, room, wall, ceiling, even the space inside the room is different. But since your awareness encompasses it, it's not separate. And finally, I would invite you to just notice if in this moment there is any sense of a deeper presence, a deeper beingness, perhaps a healing energy, a healing presence. And don't worry in this moment whether you have a big experience or a strong experience of presence, of healing energy. Just notice if there's any at all present right now. And I would invite you to again notice that your awareness is touching that sense of healing, that sense of presence. It's like another deeper dimension that is also here right now. And so just as your hand is not really separate from your arm, you are not separate from this healing presence. You are this healing presence. The deepest, most profound healing is the discovery that there's nothing here that needs to be healed. You already are all of the healing energy in the universe. You have never been separate from it. Oneness is that simple. Oneness is that natural. It's not something you do. It's not something you have to do. It just is. Presence, awareness, body, these are all the same thing. as different as everything can be. It can never be separate. So everything you experience, including love, peace, joy, and healing, is actually an experience of yourself. It's an experience of what you already are. And the wonderful thing about what you are is that you are this oneness. You are this love. You are this awakeness, even when you're not experiencing it. It's not necessary even to experience it to be it. Imagine if you had to experience your feet all the time in order to have feet. God forbid if you ever forgot to experience your feet and they went away. And so this oneness, it's just here. It's wonderful to experience it. It's wonderful to sense the connection of everything within it. And yet, even when that experience passes, because all experience comes and goes, the oneness itself does not come and go. You cannot separate from what you are. It's always, always right here.
Right now it's time to close our chakras for the people who like to do that. And I suggest you do that if you're new to meditation. And to do that, we pretend we have doors. We go to the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. To the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra. You can leave that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. Take the light back to the top of your head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid and sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. We'd like to thank the angelic realm for joining us today and ask that they be in archives later. We want to thank Pure Wind Song, a.k.a. Marika, for joining us. and for Gary Moore, but don't go yet, because we're going to thank our guest and ask him to come back on. And if anyone would like to phone in to ask him any questions, we'll give you the telephone number. It's 001 from outside of America, 646-929-0461. That's 001-646-929-0461. Don't bother with the 001 if you're phoning from America. Okay, are you there, Nirmala?
I am. Hi.
Hi. We want to thank you for the beautiful meditation.
Yes.
It was absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for
amazing
how
much
about
it. I was going to say, it's amazing how much it affected me.
Very powerful it was. Yeah, it was. So, do we have any callers in the chat room who want to phone in? Or any guests listening in?
Not as of yet. But
like I said, oh.
Since they got the invitation, give us a call if you have any questions for Nirmala. 646-929-0461. And if you're outside of the U.S., dial the 001 prior to that. You know the drill when you're calling internationally. But
well, shall
that's,
we...
that's an amazing talk that you did, and a wonderful perspective, Nirmala. Is that what you do in Sedona, or?
You know, I've traveled all over the world offering these specific satsangs, where, you know, actual physical gatherings in a room with people, and now mostly I do it one-on-one with people over the phone.
I see.
And it's really my sense of satsang is, see, the most open doorway to the deeper truth is the experience you're having right now. That's, if you want to know where to find oneness, where to find healing, where to find truth, where to find any aspect of your being, the place to look is in the experience you're already having.
Right now, right in the moment.
Yeah, that's the most open doorway, and the reason it's the most open doorway is because it's the doorway that's here. You know, it's hard to walk through
right.
a doorway you haven't gotten to yet. And so that's
or that you've just walked through.
Yes, right. Go back and go through the doorway you're already through doesn't really get you anywhere.
right, exactly. Yeah, it's in the now moment.
Yeah, and so, you know, the satsangs, either with groups or with individuals on the phone, that's always where I start. That's always right where the richest discoveries can be found. Is just in whatever is happening, whatever experience they're having, whether it's a profound cosmic spiritual experience or it's an ordinary, difficult, painful or troubling experience. Because, again, it's all part of the truth. It's all here to
right.
be recognized. It's all here to be realized. Awakened,
well,
you could say.
That's brilliant. Well, we've no callers at the minute, so should we play another lovely song? Should we play the Buddhist mantra to give people a chance to phone in?
Certainly. Before we do that, Nirmala, would you go ahead and give us your website once again? Say it on air for the people listening to the archives, and we'll also type it in the chat room.
Sure. It's endless-satsang.com. So endless, like never ending. The word endless-satsang, which is spelled SATSANG.com. And you can also do a Google search for Nirmala, Nirmala, and that will also bring up endless-satsang.com.
Well, I'll definitely be checking that out. It's brilliant. Okay, so I'll press play on the Buddhist mantra.
Hi, Yarvan.
Anna did such a good job of explaining everything that nobody's got any questions. Can't be bad, can it?
I like that piece of music. It had a wonderful sense of stillness in movement.
Yes, it was the Buddhist mantra.
Yeah.
It's really good, that. But we'll play Snetan Kaur, Long Time Sun. This is one of our favorites, and I'm sure you're going to like this one, Nirmala.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Love it. Snetan Kaur.
It's an old Irish blessing.
May the long time sun shine upon you.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Nirmala. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And
for
hopefully
having
hopefully we'll get you back again. You are a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Good night. God bless. We'll play out with this one.
Thank you, Marika. Thank you, Jen.
Thank
I love you,
you
all.
Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too. And don't forget.
I love you all.
Don't forget to do the artisan. Tell me, Valentine's for the rest. God bless.